If you're someone that is always doing for others or just experiencing absolute burnout and exhaustion in your life, in this episode, we're going to talk about self-care. For over a decade, I put myself last. My health, my mental state, my emotions, my needs, and my wants. I gave more of myself to others than to myself. And I let most of my life be consumed by work and by other people. I was unfulfilled and I was unhappy. My life had hit the lowest point and I realized that I had to make a change, and that had to start with myself, with self-care. I didn't even know what self-care meant. See, we think that self-care is bubble baths and going to get our nails done or watching a game with the guys. And yes, those are parts of self-care. But self-care is also setting boundaries, knowing when to say no, and being in tune with yourself to know what you're capable of mentally, emotionally, and physically on a daily basis. Self-care is loving yourself. And when I started on my journey of self-care, I didn't even know what loving myself meant. I had to go out there and discover that. So in this episode, we're going to break down different types of self-care and how you can find ways to apply that in your life. See, because self-care isn't a one box fits all, one size fits all. Self-care is unique to each and every individual. Now, there's base principles that we can build upon. But what each of our needs and wants are is so unique. It is so different and it varies person to person. And once I got to learn what those true principles are, I was able to build upon that for myself and starting small and building it up. And self-care is practice. It's like if you've ever played a sport or did a hobby, right? Or are good at a specific skill. You do that over and over and over and over again until you get better and better and better. It takes practice. It is a journey. It's not a destination. It's not somewhere that you get to. You get to practice it and you get better and better and better at it. So let's do an example of self-care. Self-care is like working out, okay? Whether you work out yourself or you see things online or you've seen other people work out, let's do an example of calories, right? Some people that work out count calories of intake, how much they eat, how much they intake, and then they count calories of how much they burn, right? So this concept, this principle applies to every area of our life. If we are not giving to ourselves internally, if we're not giving intake to ourselves, then we don't have anything to give out, right? We don't have anything to give out. It's like a cup. If the cup is empty, there's nothing to give. The cup is full, right? Then you turn the glass over and water comes out. So every day, in the morning, at night, throughout the day, whatever that self-care practice routine that you start for yourself, whatever that means is every day you fill that cup with water, and throughout the day that cup drains. And you need to continue to fill it, because if it's on empty, you're going to be exhausted. You're going to be drained. You're going to be burnt out. You're not going to have happy relationships because you have nothing to give to others. You're going to be miserable at work because you're running on empty. So within your days, you need to fill up that glass of water. You need to fill up that cup over and over and over. Or the working out example. If you are giving in your relationships, if you're giving to your family, if you're giving to your kids, if you're giving to your business or at work, you're burning those calories out. Now you need to go intake and refill yourself up internally. So let's talk about the first type of self-care. Number one, I call it soothing self-care. Soothing yourself. What does that mean? Okay. It's just filling yourself up with what makes you feel good. What soothes you? What makes you feel happy? What fills you up with love? That's going to vary for every single person. But I'm going to give you some examples. Okay. You can call this your relaxation, your meditation, your release, whatever it is that you want to call it and put a label to it, what that means for you. So, example, soothing, what we talked about earlier, bubble baths, okay? Maybe like a bubble bath with Epsom salt. That soothes you. That fills you up with love. That makes you feel good. Maybe going to get your nails done, right? Maybe having a game night with the guys or the girls, and you get together and you have a game, and you're around connections and with people, and that just fills you up, right? Or maybe for you, it's a bike ride. You absolutely love going to take a bike ride. You go take a bike ride. Or you love walks. Or you love working out. Whatever that is, whatever makes you happy, and there's no right or wrong. It could be the weirdest thing in the world, right? It could be you're going to go lay in the middle of the floor in your living room for 2 minutes. I mean, I'm just coming up with stuff here. But there is no right. There is no wrong. There is no weird. If it fills you up with love, no matter what anybody says or thinks, there's no judgment. What fills you up with love? What soothes you and makes you happy? That is your soothing self-care. And we use this self-care when we're feeling down. When we had a bad day, when we had a heartbreak, when something rough happens in our life, when we're going through depression, when we're going through grief, when we've had loss in our lives, when we're struggling with what we're going through, when we're feeling like we're running on a hamster wheel, right? And not getting anywhere. When we're feeling down and low and empty and exhausted, this is when we use soothing self-care. Because we want to do the things that fill us up with love, right? And that cup that is on empty starts to fill itself up. So you want to use that soothing self-care when you're feeling or experiencing tough things in your life, or you're just exhausted. Because if we try to take action and make change and do all these other things when we're on empty, guess what? We have a short fuse. That's when we are snapping on people. That's when we're rude. That's when we're, you know, miserable at work. That's when we're not giving our best to things because we're on E. But notice, if you just got out of a bubble bath, you're feeling amazing, and your partner comes home or your friend calls you and says something to you, you're like, yeah, I'm feeling great, right? You're not triggering. You're not snapping on them. But if you're on E and someone says something that offended you, boom, you're snapping on them. You're this, you're that, right? So know when to use your soothing self-care when you're feeling low, when you're experiencing tough things in your life. Soothe yourself. And in certain times in our life, we're going to do that more and more and more. When I hit my low point in my life, probably about 2.5, almost 3 years ago, I was doing self-care every couple hours. I was in the bathtub 3 times a day. I was at the beach 2x a day. I had no energy. I was so burnt out. I was so low. I was at the lowest point in my life. I had nothing to give. And I used all my energy to get to the beach and just be there in peace and silence, to get in the bathtub and just lay there for hours, right? So at some points in your life, when you're experiencing change and loss and all these tough things, you're going to do more self-care, more soothing self-care. In other points in your life, you may not do as much. So establish where you are now and what it is that you need on a daily basis. Some days you need more soothing self-care. Some days you need less. Sometimes for me, just a minute of going outside and sitting down and meditating for a minute to 2 minutes in the sunlight, drinking a cup of water, that fills me up, makes me feel so good, and I'm good for hours till later in the day. So define what soothing self-care is and start to learn how to become in tune with yourself every day when you're starting to feel that E, to go do that soothing self-care, okay? Now, there's also the loving yourself self-care, okay? Loving yourself. What does this mean? Setting boundaries and saying no. See, there are people that are going to try to take advantage of us. And when we get taken advantage of, most of the time we tend to blame the other person, right? we blame the other person. But guess what? We let them do the things to us that we're blaming them for. So we have to learn to take accountability and responsibility for our 50% in every relationship. A relationship with people, relationship with our work, relationship with ourselves. We have to take 50% accountability for the things that we allow. So if we didn't set boundaries or we didn't say no, and that boss or your business partner asked you to just take on more and more and more work, and you're mad about it, but you didn't speak up, that's 50% on you. So we sit and complain and say, oh, they take advantage of us. They're giving us more and more and more and more. Did you speak up for yourself? Right? If you're already working 60-hour weeks and your boss or your business partner asks you to add something on that's going to add another 20 hours, now you're at 80 hours, and then you're complaining that you're at 80 hours, but you said sure or didn't say anything. You didn't speak up. Where's the self-care? Where's the loving yourself? I would love to do that, but I'm so sorry. I need time. I'm starting a family. I need time with my kids. I need to have a life outside of this. Right? Or, hey, I can do those things. Maybe I can't do 20 hours. I can do 10 hours. You can get a second person. And, hey, I'm going to need X amount more for doing that extra project. So that is understanding that we have to take 50% ownership and accountability in the things that we allow. And if we allow people to take advantage of us, and we do not say no, and we do not speak up, and we do not set boundaries, we're not loving ourselves. We're not doing self-care. We're not taking accountability for our 50%. So know in what areas in your life, when you're in tune with yourself, mentally, emotionally, physically, we know our limits. We know what we can handle and what we can't handle. And when we don't know, we take time, we take a pause, we go sit with that, and then we come back to the table and communicate clearly to the other people or things in our life. But it is loving yourself and self-care to set a boundary. You know, and sometimes we feel bad. See, my whole life, I never set boundaries. I let people take advantage of me. I just gave and gave and gave because I wanted to please others. And there's nothing wrong with that. That goes back to my past. But I wanted to please others. I didn't want to let others down. I didn't speak up for myself. And I got burnt out. I didn't give to myself and to the people in my life the way I should have given. And there's nothing wrong with that. I've learned that at this point in my life. But it is a time, and that's, we can dig deep into that in other sessions. But please understand that if you're simply in tune with yourself, of your limits, of what you can and can't give, mentally, physically, emotionally, you set boundaries and say no. And that is loving yourself and self-care. And that is the second way to give yourself self-care. And the third is preparation self-care. What do you need to do to operate at your best? At your best at work, at your best in your business, your best with your family, your best in your relationships, your best with your kids. What do you need to do to operate at your best? And that is preparation self-care. That is knowing that if you have a big, long day, that you're making sure you're eating throughout the day. That is knowing that if you have a long day of meetings and meetings make you tired, that you're taking stretch breaks in between, you're going for a walk, you're going to move your body, you're doing what you need to do to energize yourself. And that is preparation self-care. Because once again, this goes back to the example of the working out. Intake and burning it. Intake and burning it. So if I intake a protein bar and then I have 3 hours of meetings after that, those calories, that protein bar is burned, right? Because I'm giving energy to something. Now I need to go intake again. Maybe my intake is a 10-minute nature walk before my next meeting, before I have another 2 hours of meetings, or before I need to accomplish tasks. Or maybe that's a 5-minute, 10-minute bath, or a cold shower, or a quick jog, or a quick bike ride, or some playtime with my dog. Whatever that may be to you, how can you energize and prepare yourself for the things that you need to accomplish? That is that intake and burn model. That is filling that cup and the cup going to empty and refilling it and going to empty. And you start to do this dance on a daily basis of, or flow on a daily basis of knowing, okay, I'm going to go do this thing. I'm going to go for a 10-minute walk in nature and it's going to fill me up. And then I'm able to do 3 hours of work tasks and it's going to burn me out. It's going to burn me out and drain me. And then I'm going to go do a 30-minute lunch and I'm going to eat lunch and that's going to fill me up. And now I can do 3 more hours of tasks and then I'm going to do a 10-minute stretch, right? And so forth. So it's this dance, it's this flow of energizing yourself, of knowing what you need to fill yourself and then to burn it off to be successful in your work or your business, to be successful in your family and your relationships. And then most of all, to be successful with yourself, because if you know that dance and that ebb and flow of yourself and what you need to operate at your very best, you can give to all those other areas of your life successfully. Now, just because you're not just going to figure out all this in one day, in 1 week, and then it's all just going to ebb and flow beautifully, right? It's just baby steps, little by little. It's almost like trial and error, little by little. Meetings burn me out, completely burn me out. So I've learned, okay, if I eat a protein bar, that sustains me for about 3 hours of meetings. I can't really sit more than 2-3 hours. I need a stretch. After about 3 to 4 hours of the computer, I need to get in nature for a half an hour to an hour walk. If I still have to work, take phone call meetings. Right? So I've learned the things mentally, physically, emotionally that my body needs to energize and operate at my best. And I'm not perfect. And sometimes I still mess it up. Sometimes I still completely wipe and drain myself out. But then guess what? I learn from it. Okay, what did I do? Okay, example, last week, I didn't eat enough. I didn't eat and move enough. And the week before, I had the same amount of hours worked, the same amount of push that I was doing for a new project that I'm launching and a new client, right? But the week after, I didn't eat enough. I didn't move enough. And I was drained. It hit me on the weekend. And then I reevaluate and say, okay, what do I do? Man, I wasn't eating. I only ate maybe like 1 to 2 meals a day rather than 3 to 4. And I didn't go for any walks and there was no stretching, right? And I can reevaluate and say, okay, this week I need to be conscious of that. I need to pay attention to that. What do I need to do to operate at my best? So tune into yourself for your preparation self-care. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you learn how to tune into yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally, you can operate at your very best in every area of your life and dominate and live such a fulfilled, beautiful, blissful life that I have been able to create in my life. And I'm not perfect, and it's not always beautiful, and it's not always perfect, but I've gone from being a complete burnout, working 24/7, to having such a beautiful, blissful, fulfilling life. And this is by learning self-care and the tips and tricks and tools that I shared with you to go through soothing self-care, to learn your loving self-care, and to learn your preparation self-care. And if you can work on mastering and practicing in those three areas, you will find bliss, fulfillment, connections in your life, and most of all, peace. Sending you love, wherever you are in the world. Thank you for tuning in. Have no fear, love for the soul is here. New episodes release every week on Tuesdays at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If this episode resonated with you in any way, we would love for you to leave a review below. You can download free interactive workbooks that go with each Love for the Soul podcast episode. So go ahead and click the link below and click free preview. You can also join our free Discord community where you will get guidance and support on your journey. You don't have to do it alone. And last, follow us on social media. I'd love to be a part of your story, sending you love wherever you are in the world.